From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on newsok.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today is Lisa Potts from Oklahoma Press Association.
Hello again.
Well, we got to the top six, and it was a great week, a very exciting week.
Top eight.
Sorry.
But still.
Are we top eight or top six?
Oh, well, we're now top six.
Yeah. That's right. Well, after the results, we're top six.
Okay.
But you're right. Leading into this week where we saw the Wednesday show, we were at top eight. And the week was really exciting because of the performances that we saw this week. And then also because of the hyped Thursday Katie Holmes Dizzy Feet event, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
And the whole 100th episode.
That's right. But let's just get straight into it. Let's talk about who went home and whether or not that was a good thing. Lisa, go.
Well, of course, in our bottom two, for the girls, we had Jeanette and Kayla. And Kayla's been in the bottom two before, but this was Jeanette's first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the guys, we had Jason and Brandon, which both all, oh gosh, I was not happy at all.
Yeah.
And so Jeanette went home, and I was really worried that when they said that Jeanette was going home, that I was so scared that Brandon was going too. And luckily, unfortunately, actually, Jason went home, which I thought Jason was really good. And but, you know, you're getting to the top eight, now into the top six, and they're just good dancers. So it's hard to decide who's going home every week. So
the way the vote happened, it just put kind of the worst of circumstances into play. Because as much as I love Jeanette, when she was basically pitted against Kayla, I knew Jeanette would have to go home.
Really?
Because Kayla, even though she's been in the bottom two, I think that was only because of the partners that she had been with.
Uh-huh.
Everyone seems to love Kayla, and I really expected her to sail through. Who I didn't expect to sail through up till this week, I should say, because something happened on Wednesday that saved her, was Melissa. Now, as anyone who listens to this podcast knows that I love a day of Melissa when they were partnered together. But Melissa, you know, as a ballerina, I think she is somewhat limited. So mm-hmm. I thought she would be the natural choice to go, but she did not get voted into the bottom two. Primarily because of a second routine that she and Ade performed on Wednesday that was amazing. I mean, it really was. It was a Thais D'Orio contemporary number that talked about a woman with breast cancer and then her partner who was there to be by, you know, stick by her and support her.
Mm-hmm.
And while I thought the weepy eyes of the judges was a little overly done.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone was boohooing.
Everyone was crying. And I thought Mia wasn't even going to be able to speak.
I know, exactly.
I mean, all of them were teared up and crying.
But I have to give props to the dancers and to Thais. It was a great routine.
It was.
I think it was. You know, on the Thursday show they did several routines from the past, and we'll talk about them in a second, that were really memorable. I think this definitely will go down as a very memorable event. And whether or not it will win an Emmy, I don't know. But I think it certainly has a chance, because I think it was really, really, it was emotional. They kept talking about how it really wasn't the dance steps or the dancers, it was the emotion. But
yeah.
Come on, it was the dancers. We had two dancers who, first of all, had such a good pairing and relationship so that she completely trusted him with her
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this performance, this dance, had her throwing her body all over the stage.
Yeah.
And if she did not feel comfortable with him being there to support her and catch her, it would not have been, I mean, it was like some almost reckless abandon, the way she was just being thrown around. But
because
it was incredible.
She knew he would be there.
That's
there was
right.
They had such the relationship from the previous numbers where they were paired together for several weeks. Mm-hmm. So she knew he would always be there. She knew he would always have the strength to catch her and lift her up. And honestly, her technique was gorgeous.
It was.
To pull off that beautiful choreography. And I thought, actually, you know, this may not sound like a good thing, but she sort of portrayed that frailness mm-hmm. that was needed. Mm-hmm. I think of Janine, who's a little bit more of a full figured dancer. And I don't think it might have had the same kind of impact and reality to it that mm-hmm. Melissa had.
Yeah,
she was really good at portraying the emotion. I think of the part where she runs up to him and is banging on his chest, and mm-hmm. oh man, it just brought tears to your eyes. She did a really beautiful job.
I don't know how she jumped on her back. I rewound it. I tried
on
to
his back.
On his back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I tried to see where she got a foothold, was it in the small of his back? I mean, really, I was trying to see how did she jump on that man's back, and then he just put his arms around and kind of held her there.
Yeah.
I mean,
wasn't that amazing?
Yes. It was amazing.
That move stood out to me too.
And then there were other moves too. I mean, when she jumped into his arms, and then she almost went not dead, but she extended her body out and arched her back.
Mm-hmm.
There were just so many things. And then at the very end, when she's on his shoulders and then kind of
she goes into this arabesque and he comes down underneath her and puts his shoulder just right underneath her to lift her up and slowly carry her off stage.
My eyes are getting moist just talking about it. I mean, really, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
This is why I love So You Think You Can Dance. People, I have said it before, this is the best reality television because these people actually have some talent. They're just so incredible. So this saved her.
Going back into
the voting results.
I think it saved both of them.
It saved both of them. And while I was really sorry to see Jeanette go, I think overall she's probably a stronger dancer than Melissa, but this was just so incredible. Melissa's voters obviously came out, and so did Adaze.
She's lucky that she got this particular routine on this week.
On this particular night.
Because otherwise she would have gone home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been in a previous week, yes, it would have saved her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and she might not have gone home that week anyways, but this particular week it came in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like some weeks when maybe Jeanette would have been in trouble, she came out with these great routines,
like the one with
Wade Robson or the Argentine Tango or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just unfortunately, Jeanette had never been in the bottom two before, so it was a real shocker. We thought she has always been safe, and
I didn't think she'd be safe over Kayla. I just think people love Kayla.
I think the judges like Kayla. I think the viewers aren't as in love with Kayla. I mean, she is beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I don't think there's quite the personal, emotional attachment
mm-hmm.
from the viewers to her as there might be with, say, Janine
mm-hmm.
or with Evan, even.
You know,
Evan has a great fan base.
And speaking of Evan,
he stuck around, too.
Mm-hmm. Much to the dismay of a lot of people on Twitter today.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought in his first number, the jazz routine by Sonya, it would have had a little bit more wow potential if he had more of the technique. He didn't mm-hmm. have quite enough technique to be able to pull it off compared to, like, the battlefield number with Janine and Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Two completely different routines. And Evan versus Brandon, there's no comparison in my eyes.
Well, I know. So because America loves Evan, obviously, and kept him away from the bottom, then again we get a very difficult situation. We get Jason pitted against Brandon.
Mm, yeah.
Which
don't want to lose either one of
them. No, of course you don't want to. I mean, I really like Jason. As you just said about Kayla, I think America hasn't been able to connect with Jason.
That's true.
I think he's incredibly strong, but I think that has been a problem for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hoped... I didn't want to see anybody go, but I wanted Brandon to stick around.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, if Jeanette had gone home and then Brandon had gone home, I don't know that I would still be watching the show anymore. So you might be doing the podcast with someone else next week. Luckily, Brandon is still there. Now I'm rooting for Janine. But
other than
those two, I know you're in favor of Adaze. And then who do you want for the girls?
Well, I do like Janine. You know,
When her solos are fantastic. Solos.
When you see the, I mean, this is why it's good that they give the dancers an opportunity to do a solo.
Yes.
Because when you see them in a couple dance, there's so many factors. It's sometimes it can be the dance, which is not their own style, and they're not just, they don't know enough technique. Sometimes it can be the dancer that they're paired with. But when you see their solo, if they don't bring it during their solo, then that makes me think, well, they're okay, but not great. Janine always brings it with her solo. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we've seen it because she has been in the bottom before. So we have seen her solo over time. And every time I've seen it, it's amazing.
I've loved it.
Every time, it's quirky, it's fresh, it's uh-huh. always very, very innovative and very strong.
Yeah. When I see Kayla's solos,
not
for example,
so much.
I feel sort of like I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I've seen this before. You know, they seem to sort of flow together and be the same from week to week.
Yeah.
Janine's tends to have a little bit more freshness to it, like you said. Jeanette's solo this week, I thought, also might have contributed to her going home.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the rumba, which Nigel said, the rumba traditionally doesn't bring out the voters.
Right.
Doesn't get people to call in for you. So that worried me. But then her solo, I thought, was really sort of lacking. She went more for a contemporary vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought her dress distracted from her moves, covered her legs. And
yes, her dress was very long.
Yeah.
And yes, I don't know. You know, and I don't know who makes these picks. If they really make their own picks for costumes or not. We've talked about that before.
For solos,
I bet they do. For solos, I would bet they do too.
Yeah.
And that was not a good choice for
yeah,
her.
I yeah, I agree. It might have fit more for a Latin routine, which she probably right. should have done. But it was nice to see that contemporary side as well, because I guess solos in a Latin or a ballroom sense don't work very well when you're just by yourself.
That's
you
right.
need that partner to really be able to show your stuff.
So we saw two really strong dancers go home. Of course, someone has to go. So, and Jason and Jeanette. But we saw some great dancing after the second half of the show. Nigel mentioned that he was not happy with the first half of the show. He thought
yeah.
the dances weren't very strong. And it's true. The second couple dances were all better than the first, I think.
They were. Well, you know, first off, we had a jazz routine with Sonia where we felt Evan was a little bit lacking. And then we had a waltz number that was incredibly slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then a cha-cha with Melissa and Ade where they really didn't quite pull it out.
Yeah,
they didn't have the right style.
They did a great Latin number before. I believe it was a rumba or a
yes.
samba. No, it was a rumba where they hit it out of the ballpark, but they did not with the cha-cha.
Right. So the second half of the routine of the show was really good. Now, do we want to talk about Thursday?
Yes, let's move on to Thursday, the overly hyped Thursday.
Okay, first off, had you seen all of those routines that were repeated?
No. And I will say this about Thursday. It was great. We've talked about this before. I have not seen seasons 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen 3 up till now.
Right.
So it was great to be able to get a chance to see some of the dances that I've heard people talk about, like the bench dance,
yes.
which I'd heard people talk about.
Yes.
I'd never seen it. So
and Rama Llama.
And yeah. Rama Llama. So we did get an opportunity to see some earlier and some Emmy Award nominees.
Routines,
at least.
Yeah.
Routines, which was great. And it being the 100th anniversary, 100th show, that was really great, a great idea for them to do that.
And, you know, Nigel came on Twitter later that night and said, I'm considering doing a full episode or some kind of show,
mm-hmm.
bringing back all these great routines. So what have been your most memorable? And he was asking his followers.
I will make sure I will answer him on that. I did not see him say that, because one that I wanted to see again
uh-huh.
was last season's Joshua and Katie's at the door.
Oh, that was Twitch and Katie with the door.
Was it Twitch and Katie?
Yeah, it was
okay,
Twitch.
Okay, Twitch and Katie with the door.
That one,
I
yeah.
thought that was a great,
yep.
great one, and I wanted to see that one again.
That was one I told him I
yeah.
wanted to see too.
Yeah. I said Joshua, he was in the audience last night, so it was good to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was in Katie Holmes's number. Did you notice
no,
him?
No, I did not notice
yes,
because
Joshua.
I was so disappointed.
You're so disappointed in everything else about that number.
Yes,
Joshua and Mark from last season were both in that number with Katie.
I will go back and rewind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty overhyped for what it ended up being. I mean, I know they pre-taped it several weeks ago because I heard she's off doing a movie now.
Okay.
And so by the time they knew it was going to air, she would no longer be here and couldn't do it then. So they had to pre-tape it. And Tice hyped it up as being like Emmy worthy, and Nigel yeah. saying it was so wonderful. And I felt really let down.
I was let down. I got to tell you. You know, I was a little skeptical, a little suspicious, because generally if an actor sings or dances, we would have seen it in
yeah.
some thing that they've done, a little hint of this other. I've never seen Katie Holmes sing or dance in anything that she's done, although I must admit I did not watch Dawson's Creek. But so she could have done something in there, I don't know. But I wondered, really? She can? I didn't know that. Wow. Who knew that Katie Holmes could sing or dance? And she can't. I mean,
well, she's got a nice...
She can do it better than I can. But come on, it's So You Think You Can Dance. And you're expecting a little bit higher caliber.
There was more dancing from her supporting dancers, the men around her.
That's right.
Than she actually did. And I thought, yes, she had a nice voice, but not show-stopping, you know?
No.
Not something to do some kind of solo.
Is what it was.
And it was this tribute to Judy Garland, and I really didn't get that much out of it in terms of a tribute to Judy Garland.
Well, and I don't know what who's in the audience. The son of, was it the son of
Judy
Garland or the son of Liza Minnelli?
I don't know. I missed that.
Well, there was a son. Maybe it was the son of Judy Garland. And he was sitting there, you know, smiling. I'm thinking, he can't be that happy if this is supposed to be some homage, you know?
I've heard other people like Linda Etter sing Judy Garland songs and just blow it out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, if you're going to do a tribute to Judy Garland and say that's what it is, you better really match it.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Katie had the chops to pull that off.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And there was another kind of weird thing this week. We had an extra judge.
Yes.
Yes.
With Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She was cute.
She was cute. But the first couple of comments, I thought, is it going to be like this the whole night? Because it was basically just a joke. But
yeah.
after, I'd say, the first two or three, then she actually, I felt, had a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
She actually said something that actually contributed to the dialogue.
Yeah.
At first, it was just jokes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Ellen, all right, let's do something more. Why are you here?
It was cute once or twice. And yeah. I was hoping for a little bit more substance.
She did say some nice things about Evan, which may have helped him.
Yeah.
Because everyone picks on Evan, and it's true.
So did Mia. Mia said, know, you're great, Evan. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a real adorable face. I don't remember exactly who said what, but I remember thinking, wow, Mia.
Yeah.
Going and complimenting Evan, I would think Mia would say, Evan, you're terrible. It's time to go.
It's time to go. Yeah.
So I was surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have helped. So it was just a really interesting show. We are left with our top six, which are Adai, Melissa, Evan, Janine,
Brandon, and Kayla.
And Kayla, that's right.
It's hard to keep them all straight now.
Yeah.
It's like, who's still there?
And they're pulling randomly week by week the partners now.
Yes.
So every week you're getting a new pairing, which is interesting. And you just never know, you know, who you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they said last night that in 2 weeks we will have America's favorite dancer. So they're going to, if they kick two off next week,
which they will,
then the next week they'll have to kick two. Well, I don't know what they're gonna do.
It's top four. They all perform the first night, and then everybody can vote on the top four.
Yeah.
And then the next night it will probably be a 2-hour finale where they bring back a lot of favorite dances and everything, and then they kick them off one by one.
Yeah.
Whoever
got
the fewest number of votes at the top four, okay, bye bye. And then, you know, they have a few more performances, and then they kick someone else off. So then you're down to the final two.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't dance again. It's just they announce at the very end, okay, who's the winner?
Okay, call it.
Oh. I think the judges would really love to see a female win.
I think they would.
I think they had their heart set on Jeanette.
Yep.
I think now they will target Janine.
Yeah.
And if not her, then I do think Brandon.
Okay.
Evan, who knows, with his fan base, he could pull it out.
If Evan wins this...
I was a fan of Evan at the beginning of the season. You remember?
Yeah.
I was. But he doesn't have the chops in every single style of dance like say Brandon.
Yeah, he does. Just, and I know this is America's favorite dancer and not America's best dancer, but generally you hope that there's some combination of the two. And I like Evan too. He is not, he just should not be given that title. Right. I just really don't think so. I would be happy with anybody else.
You know. Even Melissa?
Well, I'm talking about the boys.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'd be happy with any of the boys except Evan. And then as far as the girls, definitely between Kayla and
Janine.
And I do like Janine's solos better.
Yeah.
She does fight with that. Listen, the girl's not heavy, okay?
No, let's be honest.
But the word heavy was used that she dances heavy.
Oh.
And she is a taller, bigger girl. I mean, again, not heavy at all.
She's just a little bit more filled out.
She's womanly. She's womanly.
Yes.
But it has been said that she dances heavy, and sometimes I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that more with her couple dancing than I can with her solo.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see. Yeah. I still love Adé, though. I don't know that he'll win because I'm not sure he's got the fan base. But this was the first time I voted. I normally will wait till the very last few shows. I did vote last night. First time ever I voted this season. And I did vote for Adé, of course. So
I am kicking myself for not voting for Jeanette because she was who I wanted to win.
Okay.
So now I'm thinking I may actually have to throw in some votes for Brandon and Janine. Otherwise, who knows what will happen?
You may have to pay the piper with your phone bill. All right. Well, we're down to two shows. It's pretty exciting. And so we'll be here till the bitter end. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.